This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Two big breaking stories this morning. Brittany Griner is back home in the U.S., and a U.S. senator is dumping her party. We'll begin with Brittany Griner. Her plane landed this morning in Texas, carrying her back from Russia after a controversial prisoner swap that left another American prisoner behind, Paul Whelan. The AP's Jennifer King.
American basketball star Brittany Griner has returned to the United States. AP videographers captured the tall, slender athlete getting off a plane at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland, in Texas. After nearly 10 months in detention in Russia, she was freed in a high-profile prisoner exchange for notorious arms dealer Victor Boot.
Still in Russia, another American prisoner, Paul Whelan, who's been jailed for nearly 4 years. The AP's Sagar Magani with how his family is taking all of this.
Brother David Whelan says his family thinks President Biden made the right call with the deal to free Griner and appreciates that the White House gave a heads up.
It allowed us to process the news, the disappointment, and really the devastation.
Paul Whelan serving a 16-year sentence on spying charges. The family fears he won't be home anytime soon.
He's very disappointed.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. says the charges against Whelan are bogus. A political bombshell in Washington. Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, a Democrat, says she's now an independent, declaring her independence, she says, from what she calls the broken partisan system in Washington. She does not plan to caucus with Republicans. That means the Democrats will keep their narrow majority in the Senate. Japan, looking for defense friends other than the U.S., says it will jointly develop its next-generation fighter jet with Britain and Italy. This is the Mitsubishi FX fighter jet. This is AP News. China's reportedly dealing with more COVID infections after easing restrictions. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this story.
Social media users are reporting a rash of COVID-19 cases in schools and businesses across China after the ruling Communist Party loosened antivirus rules as it tries to reverse a deepening economic slump. Official data shows a fall in new cases, but those no longer cover big parts of the population after this week's decision to end mandatory testing for many people. Social media users in Beijing and other cities say co-workers and classmates are ill and some businesses have closed due to lack of staff. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Top Gun Maverick has been named the best film of the year by the National Board of Review. That's a group of film enthusiasts and academics. Top Gun Maverick is the year's biggest box office hit. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.